This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In simultaneously issued statements, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and the Taliban announced that a deal between the U.S. and Taliban will be signed February 29th, paving the way toward ending the longest American war in history. VOA's Carla Babb.
A pause in fighting between the Taliban and Afghan and U.S.-led international forces is now underway. A first step, officials say, that could lead to the end of the 18-year war in Afghanistan. One major concern is whether the Taliban will be able to keep its sprawling network of fighters off the battlefield. If successful, U.S. and Taliban negotiators will sign a historic agreement on February 29th, leading to political talks between the Taliban and the Afghan government. Officials say the United States would gradually draw down its forces to 8,600, with a senior U.S. defense official adding non-U.S. international forces there would reduce troop numbers by about 20 to 30%. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
U.S. health officials have said that they are preparing for the possibility of the spread of the new coronavirus through U.S. communities that would force closures of schools and businesses. Dr. Nancy Messonnier with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention told reporters health authorities are preparing for medical personnel.
We're not seeing community spread here in the United States yet, but it's very possible, even likely, that it may eventually happen.
The CDC reported that the United States currently has 13 cases, possibly even more, of people diagnosed with the virus within the country and 21 cases among Americans repatriated on evacuations flight from Wuhan and China, also from the Diamond Princess cruise ship in Japan. Office of the Director, National Intelligence, Second in Command, Andrew Holman, has been pushed out just days after his boss was fired. The 30-year veteran of the U.S. intelligence community had been serving in an acting capacity as the principal deputy director since last September. This is VOA News. The United Nations is calling for a halt to hostilities in northwest Syria's embattled Idlib province. It's warning of a bloodbath if the fighting goes on. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UN agencies report around 3 million civilians are trapped in Idlib, unable to escape to other countries because borders with Syria have been closed. Spokesman for the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, Jens Laerke, says about one-third or 330,000 of the displaced have fled to nearby areas in northern Aleppo, which also are under fire. The United Nations says it plans to scale up humanitarian operations in northwest Syria to provide emergency aid for 1.1 million people over the next 6 months. For that, it says it will need $500 million. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Senator and presidential candidate Bernie Sanders says that he's been told the Russians have been trying to boost his presidential campaign. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Democratic presidential candidate and U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders disclosed Friday he was briefed in his words about a month ago by U.S. officials that Russia has been trying to help his campaign. During a campaign stop in California, Sanders said, "We were told that Russia, maybe other countries, are going to get involved in this campaign." The admission by Sanders was in stark contrast to President Donald Trump's pushback at the assessment of U.S. intelligence agencies that Russia is again working to interfere in the 2020 election on his behalf, as was the case in 2016. I'm Mike Gracia.
Meanwhile, presidential candidates made their last urgent pleas as Nevada Democrats prepared to weigh in on their party's presidential nomination fight. Saturday's caucuses are the third contest in a 2020 primary season that has so far been marred by chaos and uncertainty in overwhelmingly white rural states. While state officials aren't promising that their report results on Saturday, Nevada's first in the West caucuses will test the candidate's strength with black and brown voters for the first time in 2020, according to the AP. The election comes at a critical moment for the Democratic Party as a self-described Democratic Socialist Bernie Sanders emerges as the clear frontrunner in the very still crowded field. South Korea on Saturday reported an eight-fold jump and viral infections in 4 days to 433, most of them linked to a church and a hospital in and around the fourth largest city where health workers scrambled to screen more than 9,000 worshipers. There's concern that the death toll currently at two could grow. The vice health minister says virus patients with signs of pneumonia or other serious conditions from the hospital are transferred to other facilities. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
And be